The temporary local planning instrument has been paused by Sunshine Coast councillors in the hope the move will attract more investment here from luxury accommodation providers. A relaxation of some height restrictions and a reduction of developer fees are some of the temporary changes to get more hotels built ahead of the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The temporary local planning instrument now has to go before the state's planning minister for final approval. Meanwhile, local business leaders and reps from all three tiers of government will discuss the region's economic future at a special gathering in Maroochydore today. The Sunshine Coast Business Council is hosting the Combined Government and Business Forum, where attendees will hear from a panel of experts discussing the current infrastructure projects we have in the pipeline and future prosperity of the region. Speakers include Chief Economist for the Business Council of Australia, Stephen Walters, Deputy Premier Jared Blay, and Mayor Rosanna Natoli. The Department of Transport and Main Roads is putting together an advisory council as the state government puts fixing the Bruce Highway as one of its top priorities. Expressions of interest for the new council are now open to people from south of the Sunshine Coast up to far north Queensland. The new council will advise on challenges, opportunities, investment priorities, flood resilience and traffic capacity. Locals interested in supporting the Bruce Highway Advisory Council need to submit an expression of interest by 5 p.m. next Friday. The annual Q Sport Awards were held overnight. Noosa product Alexa Leary was named Queensland Para Athlete of the Year after the 23-year-old smashed records and won gold in the women's 100-metre freestyle S9 event in Paris, while former Coast local and tennis star Pat Rafter was elevated to the status of Legend of Queensland Sport. And a world record attempt is happening on the Sunshine Coast on Sunday, trying for the most basketball free throws in an hour. Local Steve Hurst is leading the challenge to raise money for charity IFYS. 30 elite local athletes will need to sink 3,000 shots or one every 1.2 seconds to hit the record.